Hello again. This is Dr. Michael Wald, known as the Blood Detective, and thank you so much for joining me for my health segment today, Ask the Blood Detective. And this is part four of what I call detox deception. You know, clearly those of you listening to this show have some knowledge about natural medicine and have probably undergone at least one effort of so-called detoxification in your lives and probably plan to do others. So I thought it was a good idea that I review some of the lies and the myths and the realities of the process of detoxification so we can make very valid healthcare decisions for ourselves over the course of our lives. So if you haven't listened to the other shows, you can listen to all of them on my blog, which you can find at www.intmedny.com or go to blooddetective.com. And please do join me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter so you can receive notifications of my different blog posts and any other things that I've got going on in the natural healthcare community. For those of you who don't know me, I am the supervisor of longevity medicine at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco, located in Westchester, New York. And my number there is 914-242-8844. So let's get back to this detoxification disaster or detoxification, what I really must say is an area of a lot of confusion and a lot of lies, just outright lies and silliness. There are those out there that just want to make money off the process of detoxification, but I think there's a good amount of us in the natural healthcare field that actually want to do the right thing. But there are some also, there's a whole group of very well-intentioned people who promote various detoxification methods that are completely ridiculous and wrong, and they do not work. So please listen up, because this is important. And I really, again, must encourage you to listen to the other shows because I can't repeat all these important concepts and information that I discussed previously that do lend themselves to this show today. But this is a standalone show. So first of all, we defined a toxin previously as something that is unwanted. And we become toxic if the body accumulates the toxin or toxins more efficiently than it gets rid of it. And there really is the process of detoxification, which really refers to how the body processes a toxin or toxins. And then there's elimination. But for the purpose of this show, we're just going to call elimination and detoxification detox. You know, we also have talked in the last few shows about, you know, what's the best detoxification effort? What's the best nutritional supplement or method to detoxify? And I'm here to tell you there isn't one, because detoxification has to be based on what a person's health issues are, what their health goals are, what the rest of the function of their body is. So I designed a longevity panel of laboratory tests for a national lab called AccuReference Lab. And I don't work for them. I don't get paid by them. They just asked me to develop this panel. And I developed the panel because I realized that the concept of health and disease prevention, as far as I'm concerned, and of course, true detoxification, must involve knowing something about the person. Now, I know that sounds like common sense, but what does that mean in real life? That means I need to have measures. I need to be able to look at the body as a complex machine, as a complex living, wonderfully exquisite organism that inherently knows what to do, has an innate intelligence, and I need biomarkers to figure out how to help that organism do what it needs to do. So I designed this panel of lab tests, which helps me see the person as sort of like a large metabolic map. I see how all these different organs work. And then when I develop a lifestyle plan, whether it's exercise or diet or nutritional supplements, it's based on many, many factors. Listen to this. One does not determine how to detoxify based on what the presence of the toxin or toxins is by itself. So for example, if you know you have metal toxicity, whether it's lead, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, you don't just take the detoxifier for that, whether it's EDTA or DMPS or DMSO or vitamin C. You need to fix the body, the organs that caused the bioaccumulation of the toxin. Just removing a toxin, for the most part, is pretty easy. Preventing the body from getting hurt from that toxin or having it recover is a whole other thing entirely. So to choose a detoxifying method has to consider a whole bunch of different things. Number one, the last show we talked about what is the body composition, the lean organ mass of a person. That tells us a lot about their ability to detoxify. Listen to the last show about that. I can't repeat that. And then, is the toxin or toxins that we've determined are really, really there, are they fat-soluble toxins, meaning they get stored in fatty tissue like the brain and the spinal cord and the breast tissue, for example, and just fat on the body? Or are they water-soluble, which means they do not, by definition, get caught up in the fat? And fat-soluble toxins, by the way, linger in the body for many, many, many years, usually a lifetime unless they're actively removed. And water-soluble toxins, generally speaking, are easier to remove, but they're no less toxic because they're water-soluble. And being water-soluble means they're the ones that you can you tend to remove through the urine, okay? For example, also maybe the sweat, but the sweat is a lot more limited than people think in terms of detoxification. So if the patient has a toxic burden, if they have a bunch of toxins and they're water-soluble or they're fat-soluble, you need to choose detoxification efforts that are specific for promoting the removal of a fat or water-soluble toxin. So we can't therefore say that this tea is the best detoxifier, or vitamin C is the best detoxifier, or chlorophyll is the best detoxifier, or mud baths, which are nonsense, by the way, in terms of true detoxification. We have to do this correctly. We have the technology to figure this out. Now, we are talking about what are the things to consider when determining the best detoxification method. Well, the age and the condition of the person. You know, age, just aging, or how badly most of us are aging, generally will slow down all detoxification mechanisms. Now, detoxification mechanisms include the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, the hepatic or liver, the renal system, the lymphatic system. There are many detoxification mechanisms. And it isn't true to say that the liver is the most important. It is not. It depends on what the toxin is and how that toxin is usually and more preferably best removed from the body. Certain toxins the body gets rid of through breathing. Other toxins through the skin, like ammonia or urea. You're not going to take mercury out through the skin, by the way. Heavy metals are far too large of a molecule to be moved through the skin. So claims that you can detoxify through low-temperature saunas in terms of mercury are complete and utter lies. Is a person taking medication? Various medications can speed up or slow down the rate of detoxification of a lot of different things. Also, what is the strength of the detoxifier? If you use, you know, detoxification methods that are too strong, They could weaken certain organs if the body isn't ready to accept the method. That's a problem as well. Let's talk about the different kinds of detoxification methods out there and whether they're nonsense or not. It's important that we choose reliable detoxification methods and detoxifiers. It really saddens me when I'm exposed to patients who've worked so hard on their health for so many years. They spend thousands of dollars. All they want to do is detoxify. They just inherently know it's a good thing to do. They're just so smart. But they've been led astray by charlatans and well-intentioned people too, who just are ignorant. They don't understand. And this includes many well-educated healthcare providers. Just because someone's smart in one area doesn't mean they actually understand others. So here's some prime examples, what I believe are prime examples of either worthless or nearly worthless detoxification methods. Low-temperature saunas. Of course, who doesn't like a sauna? But is it going to detoxify you? Yes and no. Low-temperature saunas and steam rooms do detoxify urea and ammonia through the skin. But as I just said, they're not going to remove heavy metals or other types of toxins that are claimed to be pulled out of the skin when a person, you know, sits in the sauna's heat. Heavy metals are too large to get through the skin. Metals are best detoxified, and this, of course, depends on the metal, through either the stool or the urine. That's it.
Let's talk about ionic foot baths. When I first saw a demonstration of an ionic foot bath, this is what I was told. I should also say that I firmly believe that the people, and there were three of them demonstrating this on me, the ionic foot bath, believed strongly in what they were doing. They honestly felt, I could feel it, that they were helping people. They said, "Dr. Wald, you know, place your foot in the ionic foot bath, and then we're going to place this metal grid in the water, you know, near your foot, and then we're going to turn on the ionic foot bath unit. A current will be generated, and you'll soon see toxins being pulled out of your body through the skin, you know, of your foot." And sure enough, in about 5 minutes or less, I saw bubbles in the water and a greenish-brown-yellow discoloration of the water occurred. I was then told, "Dr. Wald, you know, what you're seeing are the toxins. I see that there's a greenish tint to the toxins, so that probably means your gallbladder is toxic, and the green stuff is your bile being pulled out of your body." Now, I didn't want to hurt their feelings. These people clearly believe this. So I didn't tell them what I'm going to tell you now. The discoloration is simply the ionized and oxidized metals from the grid they put in the water. Once the current runs through it, it produces these oxidized colors. It's as simple as that. This is a simple, basic science experiment, really. And when individuals just lack some basic science background, they cannot properly interpret this, and they can believe these little silly observations that they make. Let's talk about detox teas. Now, there are dozens upon dozens of brands of teas on the market that claim to promote detoxification. Now, first, to what toxins are they claiming to remove? My research shows that not a single company that promotes detox teas has conducted even the most basic study, such as, you know, measuring the toxins in the urine before and after, you know, giving a control group versus a placebo group, and preferably in a double-blinded fashion, you know, having them drink the tea and then measuring for the presence of the toxins that they're saying are being removed. Now, having said this, we know that herbs detoxify various toxins. This is a very real thing. But they're far, far too dilute in teas to work in any significant way for most people. So there's more to say about that. I'm not saying don't drink your herbal teas, but I'm saying don't think you're going to remove a real toxic load. And if you think I'm wrong, prove it to me. Show me levels of toxins and show me that they're removed. Every time I've asked for this from practitioners, they can't find the results for me somehow. Now, I'm going to end the show here. I'm going to do one more show on detox. I'm going to talk about the pros and cons of a colonic therapy, which is promoted as a powerful detoxifier. I'm going to talk about chlorophyll. And then I'm going to tell you what to do as you navigate through the morass of lies, which I call detox deception. My name is Dr. Michael Wald, and I am the supervisor of longevity medicine at Integrated Medicine of Mount Kisco in Westchester. And you could send me your comments, visit my website at www.intmedny.com or blooddetective.com. And please do follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Give me your comments, pro and con, bring it on. We'll address it during the shows. You can also reach me at 914-242-8844. And I'll leave you with this closing thought. Toxins are bad. There are ways of removing them. There are ways of preventing or slowing their accumulation in the body. Yes, I believe that toxins certainly cause all manner of dis-ease and disease. And we need a comprehensive health approach, not 2-3 days or 2-3 weeks of some super detox method, which isn't based on any real knowledge necessarily of toxins. And for those of you that say, "No, I have proof. My hair analysis showed that I have toxins," you have to realize the tests have to be accurate as well, and hair analysis is not. So we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.